I'm a little bit of an introvert, so it's an individual sport. You can compete against yourself and your times and try to better your times. I think that most of us endurance people, there's a little bit of enjoyment of suffering, as strange as that sounds. So the idea of, you know, the intervals and the repeats and things that we do as part of training are sometimes somewhat fun. It was something that I seemed to be better at than some of the other sports that I had pursued. I drove up to do a road race about an hour north of Paducah. It was a nice day. There's probably 40 people in the race or something like that. It's probably a 20-mile race. Going along and actually doing pretty good. We was in a breakaway from the front of the pack, and there were a small number of us, and we were coming in to the last couple miles, and I was kind of sizing up the competition and actually thought I might have a chance to win. We were on a straight stretch, and one of the other cyclists basically came across my front wheel, which takes you down. And so I went down, pretty sore wrist at that point. The other guy who had come across me was actually a little bloodier than I was. And so I was sheepishly kind of said, I'm a doctor, you know, how are things and whatever. And I think he ended up actually getting a small pneumothorax when I talked to him a few years later. But as I was looking at him, I realized my wrist was pretty darn sore. So I rode back to the start-finish line in the support vehicle and found my wife who had come up to support me. Basically, we drove back to Paducah and went to the orthopedic clinic, and sure enough, it was broken. So a couple days later, got a plate put in my wrist, which is a very painful thing to have done. I think I was back in clinic. It would have been a Saturday race probably, and I'm pretty sure I was back in clinic on Monday with a cast on my arm, and it's a little bit difficult to see patients and do joint injections with one good arm. So I enjoyed the road racing, but that just kind of scared me, honestly. So that kind of gave me some pause to reconsider that route of outlet for my competitive juices. It's really a mix of things for me. It's a release from work. It's me trying to stay young and in my mind try to be competitive because it's just my type A. And it's a sport and venue that kind of allows you to set goals. You don't have to try to win the race to win your age group, and you don't necessarily have to win your age group to be able to qualify and compete at these other events. I think I'm mentally sharper when I have been exercising and taking care of myself. Through the course of years of competitive athletics, I've experienced a variety of injuries that have been fixable. But so if your hip hurts or your knee hurts or this or that, I've done physical therapy. I've injected my knee. I've injected my shoulder myself. I've dry needled myself. Dry needling is a physical therapy thing. So there's actually a lot of things that I've been able to recommend to patients, showing them stretches, et cetera, that are things that I kind of have done or do to myself or for myself.